Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, your source for things.
Yeah.
Yep.
Things.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yes. My name is Cody.
I'm Cameron.
I'm the time traveler known as Stephen Honey.
And we're here to talk at you. Today.
Better than about you. Yeah. We don't want to talk about them. No. That's just rude.
Today's going to be a shorter-ish, maybe, we'll see, episode, primarily focusing on the Venom trailer, the second Venom trailer.
Yep.
We can talk about the first one, too, if we want, I guess.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to what's going on in life.
Right.
That's fine.
But first, how's everyone been?
Pretty good.
I've been very busy. Time traveling takes a lot out of you, and I've been in so many places at once. I mean, I've been gone for probably approximately 50 years, but, you know, you accomplish a lot, and then you come back, and it's like nothing changed.
Right.
So apparently, I didn't step on the wrong butterfly or something.
Oh, so you went back in time.
Yeah, well, that's my favorite way to time travel.
I prefer forward.
Yeah, you guys always tell me not to go back in time and mess with things, but I think I actually righted the past few wrongs I've done.
Oh, yeah? Where's Jeremy, then?
I'm surprised you still remember him.
Yeah, I have.
I need to go back in time once more. I'll be back in a little bit, guys.
Okay, because he was on the podcast with us last week, right?
Yeah, we have four members of Nerd Up. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that. We're going to change some things.
Right.
Okay. In any case, 50 years, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you looked like crap before, but
Yeah. Now
you look like the same amount of crap.
Yeah, you have that huge scar on your face.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremy put up a fight. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anything interesting?
He knows
happened?
What he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Me or him?
Anybody. I don't care.
No.
No, I mean, not really. Not that I'm going to talk about. I've done a lot, but no.
Right. You put yourself together pretty well. For those who listened to us last week, Pony was a gelatinous mess for a while.
Right.
But you righted yourself pretty well.
Yep. Yeah. It took a bit of time.
That one part of you is still a little bubbly, but that's...
Yeah, it's mostly behind the knee.
Yeah.
That's right. Just kind of weird.
It keeps popping. Like, I hear little blister pops, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It'll heal eventually.
Yeah, it keeps getting on my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, the smell's almost gone.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
victory.
Victory. I went to a wedding this weekend. Last weekend. Which is fine.
but, not from how you made it sound earlier.
Right. It was weird because, you know how you go to a wedding and it's at a church sometimes?
Yeah.
And it's done based off of whoever's religious belief you're at their church.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
There was a part during this wedding where the preacher asked everyone in the audience to stand up and swear to make sure that these people who are getting married stay married. And I'm like, no!
Huh?
I'm not going to do that. This is not like I know these people, I hang out with them on a daily basis. This was a coworker of my wife's wedding that I've met like twice before this.
Okay.
Like, I'm not swearing before God to take on the responsibility of making sure these two randos' wedding and marriage works out in the long run, you know?
I mean, in all fairness, I'm not going to try to, like, sabotage your marriage or anything, but at the same time, it's not my job to be like, hey, you two stay happy.
Right?
Make this work.
Like, I could see it if it was a family member or even a close friend.
Maybe.
Just making everybody in the church... go, yeah, we'll take care of this. We got this, God. No! Have you ever had any problems like that?
I am almost certain I've never heard that before.
It's weird, right?
So
yeah, I've never heard of it.
I'm curious, does that put any accountability on the couple?
Nope.
Or are they free and clear?
Apparently they can do whatever they want.
So
I just have to follow them around with a net and be like, no!
Okay, so just the people that were guests at the wedding are responsible for making sure it's,
really
it's
don't
a sound
get that.
Marriage.
Yeah.
All right, well...
So that's what I
weird.
Did. I chased the guy around with a baseball bat all weekend, making sure he didn't cheat on his brand new wife. No.
I'm assuming that worked.
I actively said no, though.
Yeah.
Because she's the priest lady's like, now say, when I ask you this, say, we will. And then she went over the whole thing, and I'm like, no. I'm not doing that. Then my wife hit me.
So Venom.
Yeah. The as of this recording, they just released the new official Venom trailer.
Venom 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Indeed. Trailer. Yep. What'd you guys think?
So Tom Hardy seems like he's a reporter that's got a learning disability.
His voice, the voice he's choosing to do is a little strange.
He sounds like he's a little slow.
But that's not the worst part, I don't think.
No, yeah, I mean, give a synopsis, if you haven't seen it, it does start off with
it's Tom Hardy's... It's only 3 minutes, go watch.
Yeah, Tom Hardy's narration. I won't go into the whole thing.
Right.
It does start off with him narrating, and he does indicate he's Eddie Brock, which we basically
we all knew that.
So, and yeah, he does sound a little off.
Uh-huh. He's doing a voice, I think.
He's doing a voice, and not like a brain voice or anything like that, but it's a little
I wonder if he's trying to do a Boston accent.
That could be.
But Boston people don't sound slow.
No.
Well, I mean, there are some, but they're generally slow.
Right.
But, the accent's a little off. But we do see a lot more Venom in this trailer.
Yeah.
Almost too much in some regards.
Right. The effects look a little better than they have in the past.
Yeah.
So that's nice. They are definitely going with cannibal Venom.
Yeah. They're going with a good one. I'm going to eat you, Venom.
Because he threatens to eat like 2 or 3 people, and it looks like he actually goes to eat 1 person at least.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
And I do appreciate the fact that he keeps saying, "We are Venom."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I still don't fully know what the conflict of the movie is going to be. It looks like the lab he takes Venom from wants Venom back. So, you know, a classic...
I don't want this symbiote, but the people that own it want it back, but it doesn't want to leave me. I'd love them to take it. I don't know what's going on. Right. Apparently I have a parasite.
Yeah, that was a funny line. At the end of the trailer, after he gets done, looks like eating a guy in a convenience store, he apologizes to the owner of the convenience store and says that he has a parasite and then walks out. That was probably the funniest part of the trailer.
I like that.
Yep. I don't trust Sony to make this a good movie.
True.
But I am more optimistic than I was from this trailer.
I'm still just wondering, because like there's like a Carnage-esque person that's shown, like not a ton,
right?
But I don't know if it's supposed to be the lady that had the symbiote arm,
right?
But I don't know. It's not really clear. But I mean, obviously they're not going to make too much clear because it's a trailer,
which I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So it had come out in reports that Carnage was supposed to be the villain in this movie. Early this year. I don't know if that's actually true, if it's just something someone heard.
Yeah, I've heard lots of rumors about that.
But I'm not seeing anything that looks like Carnage, in my opinion, in this trailer, because Carnage is well known to be red and black.
Yeah.
And nothing looks red and black.
The only variations of symbiotes we see are all black or gray, are all pretty much Venom-esque.
Yeah. No, I mean, at one point, like, at the beginning of the trailer, there's, like, almost a yellowish-looking symbiote thing.
Right, the thing.
In the jar.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's no other colors than black for the symbiotes.
Yep. There was a part where one of them was kind of white-faced. One of the symbiotes was kind of white-faced. I'm wondering if they're going towards an anti-venom or a toxin for that. But, again... Most of the body was black. It was just the face was a little white, so it's hard to say. And it looked just like Venom.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, and they could all very much look the same, which I think would... I don't know the context of the film, if that would make sense, or if it would be, you know, if it would make, you know, be weirder for them to be different colors. Yep. But I think that's kind of a dumb idea to make them all look the same.
I agree.
Especially because I'm assuming that they're probably going to want to sell toys.
Right.
There's actually a Venom line of Marvel Legends figures coming out, which look pretty cool, but they're all comic book based. I would assume if they wanted to make movie based toys, they'd want them to look different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah. I know the main villain, at least the doctor guy, he's actually a symbiote. He goes by the villain name of Homo or Arachnus.
Homo Arachnus.
That's horrible.
That's a horrible name.
It's really bad.
Ugh.
I think he only used it maybe once or twice, but yeah, that's
a horrible name.
Yeah, that's the only named character I can tell in the movie who actually has ties to being in the comics.
Homo Arachnus.
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 Either way, it's bad.
Either way.
Comics.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to seeing classic Cletus Cassidy, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lunatic, serial killer, and then he gets a symbiote. That's what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Out of anything.
I'm betting that Carnage is going to be saved for the sequel.
I hope they Cletus don't get
could,
a sequel.
Cletus could very well be, you know, at the end of the movie, or if they do post-credit, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. I'd almost rather see just Venom.
I would too, honestly, but I don't want them to do a Carnage that isn't Cletus Cassidy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ultimately, I don't want to see this movie, is what I know.
Yeah, it's...
I'm intrigued to see what they're going to do.
Right.
I really am. I like Venom a lot, so I want to see this movie. I like Tom Hardy as an actor a lot, too, and I'm fine with him being Eddie Brock.
Right.
Definitely.
But, so far, what I've seen, which this trailer does look a ton better than the first one,
mm-hmm.
which was just nothing, really.
No,
just Tom Hardy talking.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember him sounding as...
weird.
Slow.
Yeah.
In the first one.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Maybe they redid it to give him more of an accent, or maybe they just only played the certain dialogue where he didn't sound so strange.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy does a lot of accent things.
Yeah.
Bane and this, and... didn't he have an accent in Inception? Was
he
English?
Yeah, but that's
isn't
his own.
Isn't he actually English?
Yeah, that's his regular voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anytime he says like an American accent.
I guess I've never heard his real voice.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, was it Bronson?
I don't know. What's that?
It's about Charles Bronson, the prisoner.
Yeah. No, I've never seen that.
It's phenomenal. You should watch it. But no, like, I mean, he has a wide range of abilities when he acts, so... I'm just kind of surprised that he seems so weird in this one.
Right.
It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard one.
So I'm going to blame whoever's telling him how to act.
Sony. Let's just blame Sony.
Yeah.
Sony, you need to stop. We don't want to see your standalone Spider-Man spinoffs.
We want to see your amazing video games and like video game-esque movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. Keep doing that. You do great at that.
Keep letting MCU rent out their own Spider-Man characters and pay you lots of money. But let the MCU do it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because this clearly doesn't seem to have any ties to Spider-Man Homecoming or otherwise.
Nope. Which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
What's the new Spider-Man? They gave it a name.
Far From Home.
Far From Home
is the sequel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to things. I should.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard a theory recently that the MCU is going to get Venom as well, though.
Mm-hmm.
But not this Venom. apparently the comics have been doing a Venom run recently.
Yeah.
Where they describe the creation of the symbiote species, the Clutari or whatever they are.
Yeah, maybe be careful how you pronounce that word.
But apparently the...
Is that the new Venom series or the Venomized that was just recently
ended? I'm not sure.
I believe it's...
read it. I just heard about it.
Yeah, I think it's in the new run.
Right.
And yeah, it's tied to, I want to say, Gore the Gut Butcher from the recent
Thor
run.
He's involved in it. I want to... what was it? The Eternals were the ones who made the symbiotes? There was a guy who was fighting something. I haven't actually read it, but he reached into his own shadow and he pulled out a sword, and that sword was the first symbiote.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying they're doing this because they're already planning on doing an Eternals movie or something like that coming up in the future for some reason. for Marvel's MCU, so that's going to lead into Venom for the MCU.
Okay, so this could be establishing a multiverse. Right. For...
This could be canceled, like Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Was supposed to set up Sinister Six and all that other stuff.
Right.
And that dropped.
This
is what I'm firmly believing this will be.
It could be. I mean, this could very well be one of the last standalone Marvel films, because it's a possibility, as of this recording, they recently announced the Disney-Fox merger. So,
it's going. Yeah, and is that what's happening with the whole canceling of all the X-Men stuff?
Yes. Yeah, the rumors are, and as of right now, not confirmed, but the rumors are that Dark Phoenix and New Mutants.
See, the Dark Phoenix doesn't bother me getting shut down, but the New Mutants, that one kind of annoys me. Right. I was looking forward to that. I'm not a horror fan, but I was actually wanting to see that
film. The concept is very good.
Yes.
The concept of doing a horror superhero show. Apparently, one of the reports I read recently said that Marvel was very mad, though, that Fox was doing this movie the way it was, because they did not want the New Mutants to be involved with horror in this way, because the original run of this specific team of New Mutants was much more lighthearted and friendly and child safe.
It was a group of teenage mutants. So, yeah.
So they're like, they have horror related X-Men comics with other teams of New Mutants who do more gruesome, gory stuff.
It's one of those things, too, even with that, or even with the whole Marvel Zombies stuff and whatever, it's like, I don't want to see a Marvel Zombie movie.
I kind of want to see a
Marvel Zombie movie. I want to see something that's actually just kind of like a horror suspense, just, you know. Right.
What could be fun is when they get the Fantastic Four, doing a movie in which the Fantastic Four multiverse travel, and they just come across come across the Marvel Zombie universe and spend like 10, 15 minutes trying to get out of there. Not do a whole movie.
See, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, just a Marvel Zombie movie itself would be
Chris
interesting.
Evans, Zombie Captain America and stuff. Could be a lot of fun.
It could be a lot of fun. And, I mean, they could even, you know, go back to that world like Deadpool has with, you know, Headpool.
Right.
I'd be okay with that, you know, entering into a Deadpool 3 or something.
Yes.
But stuff like that, I think, is better in snippets.
Yes.
Like, seeing Howard the Duck in Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Yeah, I don't want a Howard the Duck movie.
I want them to do Howard the Duck and then turn into, the Howard the Duck Deadpool mix. I want that.
Oh, something I heard. We're not on Venom anymore. But something I heard could happen. Because, like you said, Dark Phoenix and New Mutants are rumored to be either canceled or permanently postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've heard, though, is Deadpool 3 is not.
No, they're leaving Deadpool alone. Yeah.
But I've also heard they're going to take the actors. A rumor is they're going to take the actors from New Mutants and make them part of X-Force and put them in Deadpool 3. Since they already have a contract with all those actors.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
That could work. I mean, there's no X-Force. They killed them all.
Yep. Yay.
That's interesting. Well, we'll find out. I mean, they spent a lot of money getting those movies made just to shelve them. So.
Yeah.
And considering, I really don't want, even if they reboot X-Men entirely, I really think it deserves to go out on something stronger than Apocalypse.
Right.
So
was that the last one?
That was,
it was.
Apart from Logan.
Which, Logan came out before Apocalypse.
Did it?
Yeah, Logan came out in February.
Oh, you're right, it did.
I like Logan, but Apocalypse was just horrible.
Yeah.
That's
but
true.
I don't Which think is, Dark Phoenix is going to be any better.
You never know. I mean, I would hold out hope that they would want to do it right this time.
I would hope they'd want to do it right, but Dark Phoenix is a storyline that very much leans into Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Who is currently being played by Sophie Turner, who I do not see as a great actress.
She was not great in Apocalypse.
So I don't think that's going to end up well. Like, in Game of Thrones, she's fine being Sansa Stark, getting horrible things happening to her over in the corner. But when she steps up to be a main thing, it's kind of garbage. So I don't want to see that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess our main theme for this little episode is we'll see, but we don't want to see it.
Right.
So let us know via the Twitter what you guys thought of the new Venom trailer.
Right.
Did you like it? Did you hate it? What do you want to see from this movie?
Before we quit, should we talk about James Gunn a little bit? Have you guys heard the most recent information on the James Gunn issue?
No.
So, as we've posted, James Gunn was kicked out of Guardians of the Galaxy 3 because of his past Twitter posts.
Yeah. And I did read the letter that the cast had put together, which is really sweet, I thought. Yeah.
So the cast have asked that he be reinstated as the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
As of this moment, I don't know. I haven't heard anything either way.
Mm-mm.
But that is something we could ask about. Do our viewers, listeners, whatever they are, think he should be reinstated as director?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that idea. I mean, frankly, I'm in support of that, just because I think, you know, if you have to apologize, you know, if you said something and you apologize,
right,
and then 10 years later you have to apologize again
and
it's not, I mean, right. And I mean, there's one thing if it's an action, but just something, you know, making some ill-timed jokes.
I don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened?
No.
We'll catch you up.
Yeah.
In any case, I think it's time that he would be forgiven for that.
I think so.
And I really want to know what his music selections would be for Volume 3.
Yes.
So, but in any case, you guys can let us know that. And let us know about what you think about Venom. I think we're all cautiously optimistic about it, but
I'll probably see it in theater.
Well, I'm going to see it in theater, and it's going to suck, but I'm going to watch it.
Fair enough. But that's it for right now. Again, check out on Twitters and Facebook. You can also find us. I'm at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Mark.
I'm at Viking Honey.
And we'll catch you on our next full-length episode
on the flippity flop.
Yes, right. Bye, everybody.
Sometimes I hate us.
I do too. We're the worst.
Bye.
This has been a Nerdum production.